The weather that we've had on the coast is unprecedented. I've been here 20 and a bit years and never seen anything like it before.
You go into any room that's poorly ventilated or has been poorly ventilated for even a short period of time with this level of moisture in the air and in the ground, and it grows like you can't stop it.
It grows like mold.
Like
it does,
like mold in the wet room.
I tell you what. But it is so. And I was just saying to Rob just before, B-52s, we know two people now. I was talking to Alex at the gym. He said they're moving out of their house because they've got a unit at Terrigal. They're moving out because of the mold. Yeah. And then Speedy, our boss here, we were supposed to mention his name?
Maybe not.
Okay. This person we know here has to move out of his joint too because it's so bad. He said it is so bad. He said it like they'll turn over a picture frame and
behind it
is all mold. And Kirst went, actually, Shannon went yesterday.
How about luggage? We had to go somewhere and we pulled down a couple of bags from the garage because that's where you keep them. They're like fabric bags, luggage bags. You pull it down and they're covered. What do? They're covered in mold. And I can't put my stuff in that.
People are throwing away furniture and all that sort of stuff because it's just totally covered and just keeps growing.
I'd love to know, once it gets on it, if it's sort of already grown, it's been born there and then it keeps coming back.
Someone said vinegar. You know, in the Townsville floods a couple of years ago, and they sold out of vinegar because vinegar apparently kills it. I'm not quite sure.
Mm. I got yelled at for having my shoes in the cupboard because the shoes were the mold. But they get the mold first because they're wet around the base.
Like those suede shoes.
And I had my shoes, in the bottom of the wardrobe. They're just leather shoes.
And then the
first things to go are your boots. And you see around the bottom of the toe, because I don't wear my going out boots much.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, Kirst went, I think she went to Bunnings yesterday, and you buy these things. They're like these containers and some salt rocks or something in them.
Yeah, they just suck moisture out of the air.
Yeah,
they do.
And she said there was hardly any left because so many people are all buying
them. The problem is there's so much moisture outside that's coming in. So you're sucking the moist air from inside, but it's just drawing it in from wherever it is.
That's why you need a dehumidifier.
You know, a little heat, a dehumidifier, yeah, they're good. In your air conditioning.
Yeah. What do you get? What else?
You get these heat rods and you can put them, they're like, you plug them in, but they're just they look like one of those fluorescent bulbs, right? But they're solid. They're not fragile, but they just warm up. And they don't heat the room, but they just heat. They warm up enough to dry the air.
What do they?
Then you put them in the bottom of your wardrobe.
Oh, fair dinkum.
Yeah.
What are they, electric or were they battery?
Dry out the air in the wardrobe. They're electric.
Yeah, well, actually, that's what Kirst did. She bought these ones for the wardrobe because she said she picked up this jacket the other day and it's all mold on it as well. But are you facing this situation? We'd love to know. 133353, what are you doing? Have you moved out of your joint?
What's a health risk?
Oh, mate, it's not good for you at all. Not good at all. But, have you moved out of your joint? Is it so bad? There might be particular areas of the coast that are really, really worse in the damp areas if you live close to the water or whatever. But give us a call. What have you been doing? 133353 to try and eradicate it or deal with it. We'd love to know.
Mold! Starts on your shoes at the sole.
Your poor health is that is its goal.
We need to work on that.
Always believe in mold.
Yes, it is so bad. How are you handling on the coast? Because, as I said, our boss around here, he's got to get out of his house. Alex, my mate at the gym, he said he's moving out. We've got Jody from Narara. Hey, Jode.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. 2250 respect there to you, Jode, as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
You're not far away.
Yeah, I know.
You can smell him.
That's me looking through your window. Now, how are you going with mold? How's it been going where you are?
Oh, we had a bit of a shocker. I think it was about 7 years ago, you know, when we had that big storm.
Oh, yeah, yep.
We had a tree come through our roof and basically take out the, like, top half of the house. But the hole itself wasn't massive, but the amount of water that sort of pooled in the roof, and then, I mean, after a while, it all opened up. But we pretty much had to throw everything because once it got wet, it was done. Like, because majority of the stuff that you own is wood, of course. And all your clothing. So we ended up having to basically rip down all the walls and the floors and everything and start again.
Jeez. Because of the mold or just because of the damage from the storm?
The mold. The damage itself wasn't as bad as what it could have been. Like the hole in the roof was probably maybe about 4 or 5 metres. but it was the actual damage from the water because it didn't stop raining and we couldn't get SES out, so we couldn't tarp it or get the tree off our roof for about 3 days. So
you tried, Jodie, getting the mould off some goods, like to see if you could save stuff?
Our dining table was kind of broke my heart because it was beautiful. It was Tassie oak. But when they make dining tables, they don't actually put the lacquer on the feet, like on the legs at the bottom. So it's raw wood. So what happened was that the water went up through the
soaked up
the rawness, and it basically just swelled.
There you go. And so what did you do? What did you do to get all rid of the mold?
What we did was, like I said, we had to rebuild all the walls, but they put like a retardant, is what they called it, in the paint to retard the growth, because you can't actually kill mold. Like it's once the spores are there, all it takes is moisture for it to sort of respawn.
Joe, does an insurance company say that you had storm damage and the mould is a separate issue, or did they, because they wriggle, don't they, those insurance companies?
They do wriggle, but we were able, the only thing is that we actually got quite unwell from it. There's an illness called SIRS, which is mould related. So both my daughter and I got incredibly unwell, and it's like a flu, like you're suffering and you get joint pain.
You're not selling it to us.
No.
Fair dinkum.
Does it affect your mood? Because I think a guy I work with might have it.
But, you know, you go to the doctors and they can't really find anything. So you've really got to go in deep to find, you know, what the cause of it is.
Yeah,
We found it. But what we ended up doing was, like I said, basically had to rip out all the walls and everything.
God.
But what has been our saving grace has been our air purifiers.
So that's how you stop.
Oh, there you go.
Mold!
All right, Joe, listen.
We've pretty much got one in every room.
Okay, air purifiers or dehumidifiers. Thank you, Joe. We've got Alison from McMaster's as we talk about...
Hey.
Mold!
Okay, what's about like for you, Al?
Hello. We've had mold. We renovated a bit, so we had a whole lot of things stored in one of the bedrooms. And, yeah, lack of circulation. I had to throw out all pillows and things. But many years ago, I researched and found that oil of cloves actually kills the mold spores.
Oil of clove. All right, write that down, Rob. Oil of clove.
Where do you get that from? Can't you just call it clove oil?
Oil of clove. So it actually smells like cloves. And you put it in, so a spray bottle of water, you put 8 to 10 drops of it in it and then spray the mold. So, like leather shoes you were talking about before, and like itch and all the rest of it, you just spray it on and it kills the mold spores and you just wipe it off.
So, where do we get oil of clothes from?
Do your clothes smell like baked ham?
You got to be careful with it. Pregnant women can't go near it. I do know that one. I think I got it from either a chemist or, you know, a shop that sells oils and things.
All right, okay. So, oil of clothes to stop...
Mold!
Okay.
That's a funny one, isn't it?
All right.
It works in the shower too. You can kill mold in the showers and bathrooms and things as well.
All right, yeah, okay. I might try that because sometimes you look good in your shower and I go, I've got to wear bloody thongs in my own shower.
Exactly. You've got to leave it for a day or so, I think.
Honestly, anyone is why I won't share lunch with him.
Okay. Thank you, LE. We've got Sean from Empire Bay talking about...
Mold!
Hello, Sean. How are you, mate?
The good man from Empire Bay. He's the greatest export of Empire Bay this year.
Have you seen that other loser at Empire Bay, Shane?
All the S's hang around together, man.
Oh, that's
right. It's the S section
of Empire Bay. Now, Shawnee, how you been going with the... Hang on, Robert. How you been going? Wait till it starts.
Mold!
On the Central Coast. How are you guys been going with it? What's cracking?
Not too bad, man. Yeah, look, I'm doing the ventilation for houses.
Yeah.
And I thought I could give you guys a few tips on that because just give people some tips on how to go. You know, just that what that last lady was saying about the back of the picture frames or her legs on her table.
Yes.
Like any raw wood, on your picture frames, all that MDF. It's, you know, just get a spray, like a varnish, and just, you know, spray it on the back of it just to seal it. Like, anything porous at all is just going to eat into it.
So, like, mate, but what about if it's over, like, cupboards, white cupboards, those Laminex cupboards and all that sort of stuff? What would you suggest there? Because we had oils of cloves. That's a bloody good one from Allison.
Yeah, yeah, like you cook with the oil of an olive, yeah. Yeah.
Like you cook. Yeah, but this is oil of a clove.
Oil of a clove, yeah.
Or just clove oil.
Clove oil,
Okay.
So, yeah, but you do ventilation in houses, and basically the key to avoiding mold is to have fresh circulating air, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's a lot of houses are raised up off the ground, and it just gets wet underneath the subfloor. And the problem is, once you get water under your subfloor, you can't get it out.
Right.
You know, like, and it needs to dry out, and that's what subfloor ventilation helps out with. But even just with your AC, if you set your AC, if you've ducted it on or anything like that on dry, it'll get the moisture out of the air a little bit and get the air circulating.
Get
your fans going, open your windows. You know, it's just the weather we've been having has been crazy.
Yeah, mate, it's unprecedented. Like, the humidity we've had over the summer period, and it just hasn't stopped virtually from January because, you know, the amount of rain, because humidity in the air.
You got to be careful with those gas, the burner heaters, the ones that you actually light the naked flame off the gas. And use those, because when you burn gas, you create water as a byproduct of burning gas.
And the warm room
pushes all that wet air to the colder rooms in the house, the ones you never go to.
That's where it attacks.
And that's where it starts.
Yeah. What people need to realize is, you know, they're dousing things with vinegar and everything, and that's good. It kills the mold. But, like, I think we inhale something like 500,000 mold spores an hour. Like, mold is just in the air.
Why do we talk about this bloody subject?
Great.
Oh, I'm going home and going to keep my mask on.
Paddy started scratching.
Yeah, most of it is fine for you. I don't know what the number is. Like, it's like in any cubic something of air, there's 10,000 mold spores, but when it gets up to 100,000, it's bad. But it's just, look, it's something we live with. It's not, it gets dangerous, but it's not dangerous when it's in the air like that. But,
we're telling Rob, don't take off your undies, mate. Just keep them on.
Yeah, there's a lot of mold spores under there.
They do say that you're never more than 2 metres from a rat either. I see one right now.
Don't you talk about Sean like that. All right, Sean, thank you for your call. And hope you've enjoyed our chat about
mold. Stop from the soul.